And now we switch to the White House in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
President Rockefeller, friends of the Museum of Modern Art, when men dedicate a new edifice for a common enterprise, they are at once celebrating an achievement and announcing a purpose. They cannot refrain, nor could they properly be excused from making clear what that purpose is. From all that has been said by the speakers to whom we have been listening tonight, the mission of this museum is plain. We are dedicating this building to the cause of peace and to the pursuits of peace. The arts that a noble and refined life flourish only in the atmosphere of peace. And in this hour of dedication, we are glad again to bear witness before all the world to our faith in the sanctity of free institutions. For we know that only where men are free can the arts flourish and the civilization of national culture reach full flower. The arts cannot thrive except where men are free to be themselves and to be in charge of the discipline of their own energies and their own ardors. The conditions for democracy and for art are one and the same. What you and I call liberty in politics results in the long run in freedom in the arts. There can be no vitality in the works gathered together in a museum unless there exists the right of spontaneous life in the society in which the arts themselves are nourished. A world that is turned into a stereotype, a society converted into a regiment, a life translated into a routine, make it difficult for either art or artists to survive at all. If you crush individuality in society, you crush art as well. If you nourish the conditions of a free life, you nourish the arts also. In encouraging the creation and enjoyment of beautiful things, we are furthering democracy itself. And that is why this museum is a citadel of civilization. As the Museum of Modern Art is a living museum, not a collection of curious and interesting objects, it can therefore become an integral part of our democratic institutions. It can be woven into the very warp and woof of our democracy. Because it has been conceived as a national institution, the museum can enrich and invigorate our cultural life in every home by bringing the best of modern art to all of the American people. And this, I am gratified to learn, will be done through the traveling exhibitions of this new museum. It is most important that the museum make these traveling exhibits an essential part of its work. By this means, the gap between the artists on the one side and American industry and the great American public on the other can be bridged. And most important of all, the standards of American taste will inevitably be raised by thus bringing into far-flung communities the results of the latest and finest achievements in all of the many arts. These traveling exhibits are going to extend the perspective of the general public, which too often has been accustomed to think of the fine arts as merely painting or merely sculpture. But the proposed traveling exhibitions and nationwide shows will make all of our people in the big communities and down into the small communities, increasingly aware of the enormous importance of contemporary industrial design